Blog Talk Radio.
Not because he's this cute little baby, but because he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, and he's the creator of the universe, and he's our Savior. Luke likes using those three words to identify Jesus over and over: Christ, Jesus, the Lord and Savior. Christ, Lord and Savior. And you know, when we come to that place where we love and adore the Lord, we will be helpless to not worship him. So, from our scriptures, angels are spirits, not sons, as Jesus is a son, or as we are sons of God. The last verse that we read said that angels are sent forth by God to minister to the children of God, to those who are the heirs of salvation. I'm convinced, according to Scripture, there's angels all around us. But sometimes we're like Elisha's servant and we're not aware of it. But Elisha was. we ought to be as well. They are commanded to worship, to adore Jesus. And while all the things the Bible says about angels, we are never told to worship them or to communicate with them. They are in direct communication with the Father. Remember when the disciples wanted to prevent Jesus from, or the children from coming to Jesus? Jesus said, no, don't do that, because their angels behold my Father's face constantly. When Jesus was on trial, and apparently some were trying to maybe encourage him somewhat, and he said, don't you know that I could ask my Father and he could send 12 legions of angels? But Jesus never said he was going to ask for them. He would ask the Father, and the Father would be the one who would dispatch the angels. And our Father is the one who dispatches angels to minister to us in our various needs. I think we probably get lost in angels because we have this sort of mental image of their appearance. And I believe angels, as you look through from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, there are angels, and they assume whatever form the Father sees fit to be able to minister to us at any given time to serve God's purpose in us. They may be men, but they may also be a wind or a flame of fire. You know, we have so many artistic portrayals of angels that I have a sense that the real angels get a good laugh out of our portrayals, of our pictures of angels. They're girly, usually naked, chubby. Or if they are dressed, it's some, you know, white organza dress with tinsel sewed on it. And then the little tinsel-y halos up here. I can just imagine the angels. Look at this. Look how they drew us. Doesn't look like me, or it sure doesn't look like you. We'd be better to not portray what we don't know what it looks like. But what we do know about angels, they are messengers and they are warriors. They are messengers and they are warriors. They are militant, fearsome. How many times do you read this phrase in the Bible, the heavenly host? Host, okay? Host is not talking about the guy who invited you to the party. The host, the word host is army, is military. The heavenly military, the heavenly army. They don't have time for tinsel. But they, following the lead of the Holy Spirit, cause us to worship, to love, and to adore the Lord Jesus. Angels, seems like throughout the history of the church have been problematic. And everyone who has tried to address the issue always comes up with this little parallel. Jesus, angels. Jesus, angels. Jesus, angels. So angels are always a kind of means to usher in another look at Jesus. And he's the only one that really matters. So here in the book of Hebrews, it tells us that they are not the sons of God. Although you might say, well, what about when it says in Genesis, the sons of God sang for joy, and it says that also in Job. Sons there is different than like children's sons. Problem with English sometimes. We don't have enough words to go around, and yet we have too many. Angels are created. Angels are created. But Jesus, the Son of God, is begotten, not created. Jesus is one with the Father. He says, his is an everlasting kingdom of righteousness. He loves righteousness. He hates lawlessness. He has been anointed with the oil of gladness above all his fellows. So mention angels, it ought to just draw our attention to Jesus and our focus upon him. Angels are in his employ, not ours. And angels can be, have been, an interesting topic and have sent a lot of people down a lot of rabbit trails. And there weren't even really any rabbits at the end. But God directs us to focus on Jesus. He is the embodiment of love, for God is love. When we read what we call the Christmas story from the Gospel of Luke, the angels are not that, you know, they're a supporting cast. They're not the stars. But they just direct our mind and our attention to the Lord Jesus. So, can we just think about this aspect of loving, of adoring. In John 3:35, Jesus tells us, John tells us, that the Father loves the Son and has given everything into his hands. Everything. Everything would include angels, wouldn't it? And in John 5:20, it says, the Father reveals to Jesus all that he is doing, which is why Jesus could say, I do nothing on my own initiative, but whatever I see the Father doing, I do. Whatever I hear the Father say, I speak.